There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
Looks good then.
All right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast, episode 81 up in here. Can't even believe it, man. 81.
My wife asked me actually last night. She was like, "So how many of these things have you done now?" And I was like, "Actually, it was 80." And she's 80.
Yeah,
is that many? Yeah, I think she thinks we're still on like 17 or something.
Yeah. Or like, you guys are still doing it?
Yeah, you're still doing your little talky thing.
Yeah,
every week.
Oh, that's cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
A little cute.
Feed the baby.
Your wife sounds just like mine. Actually,
yeah. At least your wife sponsors.
Exactly. Right. No.
Listens. I've told Caitlin, like, she's got a high bar to clear if she wants she wants to just get involved with this podcast all of a sudden.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I told her I'm actually like contractually not allowed to mention her name or really your existence on here since she is not a sponsor.
That's right. Funny. Or a listener, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Shade.
It's one of the, it would be tough, you know, and a shout out to all those folks who just started listening randomly, you know, at some point. I know we've had some diehards that have stayed with it, I guess. But the ones that just jump in because it's a tough thing either way. Like you just jump into something and you never look back. Like you just, all right, I'm with them now. Any inside joke that maybe was mentioned, I don't know it.
Yeah.
And I will never know it. Or those people who are like that dedicated and go all the way back and listen to them all again. Yeah. Then I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah.
I definitely want you to download every single one of them.
That's right.
at least do that. You don't have to listen to them.
Right.
But, but to go back. Yeah. Talk about things that like, dude, that happened 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. That's
true. You
going
to bring it up to your friends?
You'll be a part of it.
I was just thinking about the Iraq War the other day, you know, and tell you about this.
No, it's true, man. If you're listening right now, you don't get them yet. You'll be in an inside joke.
Absolutely.
At some point. But speaking of sponsorships, Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
Laura.
Laura Lindley. Sorry.
Laura.
Laura.
It's like La.
I've never met a Laura who prefers to be called Laura.
Hey, she's individual.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one of the tasks that I'm very cerebral about. Like, I definitely have to think like Laura in my head every time. Laura, just
or
to be sure.
Laura, there you
I
go.
Feel like because Tyler messes it, he messes me up.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people mess it up, so it's on my mind. Like, I'm going to mess it up too now.
Yeah,
I know better.
I'm terrible, and especially like maybe I'm better if I'm just referencing it, but I'm like reading it now off of this thing.
Laura,
and if there's a U in there.
Laura,
I see it.
Yeah, it's not O L O R A. No,
yeah,
Laura.
Laura.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Lorelai.
Lorelai.
Lorelai. Hey, Lorelai Lindley, attorney at law.
Well, the L I at the beginning, it's already there. Lorelai.
Lorelai Lindley.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's smooth,
man.
It's not bad. So check her out. It's Laura Lindley. 870-642-4462 is the number to call. 310 West Aquina Avenue. I'm talking on the north side of the courthouse in historic downtown Aquina.
That's right. It's so historic. It's officially recognized by the Arkansas Heritage and Tourism Association.
Is that true?
It is,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, it's not. I guess, I don't think actually they went through with that.
Oh.
But I think maybe the courthouse is or something. But it's historic for sure. That's a general thing.
There you go.
Yeah. You can say that.
Good enough.
That's right. Well, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about today, I promise. But I figure we start with our life as prep. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So
I need a beer, by the way. Did y'all get one? No?
That is a noise.
Is that
barkeep? If you hear that.
You good too? I would take another one.
Hey, you know?
In this environment?
Yeah, might as
I'd
well.
Be remiss not to have I've had this one in my lap so long, it's as warm as my body right now.
I gotta fix this mic.
And I gotta do better because last time we're of course recording in Jay's very very nice place here, nice setup that we have here. Just talking before the fact how I'm honestly still working on that one. So thank you.
You.
Thank you, sir. Bartender. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But I spilled a beer on his couch.
Oh, yeah,
last
you did.
Last week I was here, yeah. Yeah, brought you me a beer spilling. And spilled that right on this
Laura
couch.
Laura didn't know that.
Oh, man. Well, now she does.
You know, it used to be, I think I was, in my defense, as I was telling you immediately after the fact, while you're looking for a towel to clean up the mess that I made, that before Oklahoma went to full percentage beer, back when it's still 3.2,
mm-hmm. right.
if you had a mess to clean up, like if you... You know, changing the oil in your truck and you spill it all over the carport, you know, you got a stain in your couch or clothes or whatever, a little bit of that 3.2 Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you will take it. Like, you spill a beer at somebody's house with an old Oklahoma beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the cleanest spot in the house. Mm-hmm.
That's right true.
There. It's yes. alcohol and water.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's perfect.
Absolutely. Dog come lick on it a little yeah, bit exactly. afterwards. But
that's all right.
Yeah.
A little sandpaper from the dog.
Yeah.
yeah. You've been spilling recently.
Uh oh.
Yeah,
that's the first time in a long time.
No, you spilled something.
What is it?
I don't remember.
The beans?
But I remember there the was beans, something recently that prompted this whole thing of, with you and Jen. We're talking about, dang, we've been spilling.
Dude, that Jen's was like 8 months bad. Ago we had nah, that conversation. Nah. Yeah.
He feels like it.
No, nah, no. Nah.
Speaking of, I think you just celebrated your second year just yesterday.
Oh, I Whoa. Didn't even think about that. Yeah, yeah. that was yeah. yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Oops.
Dang.
I meant to Darn text it. You yesterday, but I knew I'd see you today and I'd be able to say it, so...
Hey.
I said it on the air yesterday. Said it on the air yesterday as the guy on the couch.
Yeah, yeah. You said that?
Yeah.
What?
No.
2 years on the
oh,
radio.
Oh, man. I 2 years be in better. Broadcast. Yeah, yeah. I've not improved much at all.
But now that y'all have been in there, both of y'all have been there 2 years, is what I said originally true? Well, like I said, you're kind of you've already been in the media public, so you don't count. Mm-hmm. But you... people knew you, but now because of furniture, but now everybody knows you.
I'm sure you're correct, but I don't know it firsthand. Everybody
well, you're
still
also a recluse.
Like they don't know
yeah,
it.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just kidding. Dude, you are a master at I'm sure at avoiding people.
Oh, definitely. But and then the other thing is around here, especially like, you know, it's not like you're that big of a celebrity on the radio or something where people are like, oh wow, hey, I'm this guy or whatever. You know, it's more like. You know, people still like being introduced. Like it's like if around here somebody knows you, but they've never met you.
Yeah,
you know, then they act like they don't know you. Or
very true.
Like there's been times where I'm like talking with somebody for a while. You know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll be like, oh yeah, and I work at Katie, and they're like, I know that.
Oh, of course you.
The whole
yeah.
time.
I've yeah. noticed a lot of people want to, they save it. They save letting you know until you've done something stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, lock your keys in your truck or, you know, or you got a flat tire or you knock something over in a store or something like that. That's when people are like, oh, but you should talk about that on the radio yeah. tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm
like,
exactly. Damn, yeah, you knew this whole time.
You
exactly.
What about all the nice things that yeah. happened? You don't want me to talk about those.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But now 2 years in, you with all of those interactions, you realize everybody knows you.
Right,
your name.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but it's just like, hang on, like that. Hopefully they don't sometimes.
Right.
Like if I pull through high at a drive-through.
Speaking you know? Of, oh. put the look outside real quick, if Uh-oh. You will.
Is it coming?
Yeah, it's coming.
This is a dude that gets paid in Domino's.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Look at that.
Is it Domino's? Is that who's? You got a Domino's in this town?
Domino's. Yeah, there's Whoa. Domino's here.
Wait,
that's why they don't, and they have Pizza Hut.
Yeah, is it still shitty?
Yeah. Yeah. Not Domino's, though.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because you go to Domino's, I get the one thing, stuffed cheesy bread.
Yeah.
I don't even mess with the pizza. Yeah. You get the stuffed cheesy bread. It's like $2.
Yeah. Just get like a pizza's worth of that.
It's pretty much, yeah. Nice. It's a whole
They got the
big
rack
loaf.
That's ready, right? You can just yeah. go there and there's
no,
a
that's
chance
Little
of pizza.
Caesars.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's the hot and ready from Little Caesars. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what that is.
I am quite interested. Lindley just disappeared for a second, then came back with two boxes of pizza.
Yeah. Just
what
came
kind
out of nowhere.
In there?
Yeah. Yeah, you can judge a lot by man. If he's coming through with pineapple on it, it's like, oh, you're one of those. Something kind of manly about like getting the only spinach pizza in a way. Because I like it.
I
and
do.
You're kind of like, oh, dang, man, you know what you like. You
I
know
think
what
it
mean?
Is my favorite, spinach and cheese pizza. Mm. And now, I mean, if I could, I would put onions on it and peppers and mushrooms. But the meat, I can do without meat on a pizza.
Yeah.
I love meat. Don't get me wrong, but there's something. It's usually, you know, a lot of frozen pizzas. Mm-hmm. The quality of the pepperoni
True.
Or quote unquote sausage, mm-hmm. you know, probably makes Subway's ingredients look fresh.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of that crap. I don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
old zoo animals.
Yeah, you get that Red Baron triple meat.
Oh, like,
there's only one meat on that.
But you're usually drinking it when you're three sheets to the wind, so it's so good.
It is. So good.
And it's what I'm having for dinner tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's part of you asked about the pizza. I was like, well, I'm having pizza for dinner tonight. There is one thing, man. I don't exercise. I don't eat the best, but I should not be eating pizza for two meals in a day.
I hear that.
I could eat pizza all day every day. I'm pretty sure just changing the toppings alone I'd be fine with it as every meal.
Have you ever eaten a Red Baron frozen pizza, the whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
all right, good.
Absolutely.
I don't have to feel so bad.
Yeah, and like I eat at my house, usually get two. I get one for me, and the wife likes a different. She likes a very simple pizza, just pepperoni. Yeah, no extra cheese, no stuff crust, just a pepperoni on it. And I have eaten a whole one of mine, and then a couple of bites of hers too. Now at Totino's, those things are devilish to me.
Oh man,
they
were 99 cents there for a little while.
Yes, they were, and they're advertised. It was like society would have you think that one Totino's is all you need as a man.
That's a lie.
That is a freaking lie.
Dad gone lie.
You know, these days, I've grown as a person physically. So two Totino's is what I got. One on slapped on top of the other like a pizza taco
or just fold one and then while the other one's cooking.
I'm just patient enough now as a new father I'll wait for both of them to be done.
Oh, nice. sandwich them
together. Like
you gotta let them, I like to let them air out for a while. You know, you pull them out and let them get a little less hot, because when you just slap those two immediately,
goes on in the middle of that,
it's molten lava.
Put a lump of coal in there, pull a diamond out.
That's right.
That's a little heat there.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like ramen, though. I don't remember the last time I made ramen and didn't eat two packs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
one
that's
pack.
That's a good point.
Last time
I
had one pack.
Do you mix flavors or?
I don't, but a lot of times I will like either enhance or ditch the flavor pack entirely, you know?
Because I never do. I love the flavor packets.
I know, yeah. Flavor pack.
Oh, beef. Well, actually, you know what? It depends.
For me?
It's, go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say shrimp, actually.
Shrimp
is legit, yo.
It is.
My thing about the shrimp is I hate it when it's when you make the actual soup. I don't like the shrimp broth.
Oh, that's a good point.
I like the shrimp on just the dry, you know, how I drain it. And I like the shrimp a lot on the dry.
Chicken is the best broth.
Chicken's the best broth.
Mm. See, I don't do the broth. I drain every drop of liquid. I'm like
always,
it over.
No matter what.
Yeah, yeah. You do.
I like to.
No, you do. That's what I'm saying.
I
have done chicken with broth mainly. I did like it that way, but when I found the dry version, if you will, the dry rub version. Yeah. It was that way up from that point on for me.
I mostly make it dry for sure.
Yeah.
But if I am going to eat the soup, I'm choosing chicken. Chicken is not good dry.
No, it's not really.
It's not very good dry.
Good point,
yeah. So I usually go beef. Beef is the in between where it's good in both broth and non. See, we're getting ramen talk.
This is a dang good conversation right here. And, you know, maybe as I'm not interjecting enough nuance into my ramen game, is that I really need to, you know, take these things to another level. And you can do that, you know. Now, one thing I did recently that just didn't work out as much as like my brain had told me and my stomach told me it would is that I like grilled up a steak and then put it on a bed of top ramen with the, and then like I did make a little gravy to go with it and put it all together. And the ramen was, it like ruined the steak. I feel like it was, I would cut the steak, get a little bite of ramen with it. Just did not work. I took the steak immediately off the ramen.
Did you mess up the ramen? Was it too spongy?
It was spongy.
Yeah.
But,
it's easy to get the spongy. I mean, you're talking 30 seconds.
Yeah. It's not long.
Yeah.
I know. And so maybe that's what happened.
Yeah. Mm. See, and you boil it, right?
Yes.
You always do that. So I leave it for 30 seconds after it cracks up. You know, cracks up, because I love steak and ramen. Steak and ramen together is one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just
remember we've talked about it. You know,
and I got that. I believe I got the idea from you, but I thought at that point it was still hypothetical.
It's got to be dry, dude. Like the driest and like al dente almost.
Yeah. Okay.
Not crunchy. You don't want it crunchy or like even really like al dente pasta, but you don't want it spongy. You know how you can like mess up on ramen 30 seconds extra, and it's like, damn, this almost this whole pot is ruined.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Well, sticky. That's the way it gets.
Sticky.
It gets so sticky and spongy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not edible.
Yeah. My wife, when she makes ramen, she'll do it. It's like 5 minutes. She's got it boiling in there. I hate it. That's one thing.
What?
If I was like, babe, I lost my arms in an accident. Can you make me some ramen? I would never ask her that.
Yeah.
I would ask her to grill me a steak before I'd ask her to make me some ramen.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude.
But she thinks she knows what she's doing. That's the
problem.
Does
she put it in before the water starts boiling,
too?
Oh,
yes. Yes.
That's speaking of grilling a steak, I almost put some steaks on the grill for us. Matter of fact, after I thought of that, I was like, well, no, why wouldn't I just put some frozen pizzas on the grill? So, you know, that was that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I did think of both of those.
Right, right.
So, like, those pizzas over there, are you feeding, you got to feed those teenage boys of yours?
Nah.
Okay.
They don't think they'll come back till midnight or so. That's probably usually how that works.
They got to go to work right after. This is, what is it, August 11th, and your kids are in school right now. We have some Canadian listeners who will find that, like that's a month earlier than they probably remember going to school.
Alexander starts football 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But and starts football as in like that's
starting
the
wide receiver. Yeah.
Is he super into it or is he
He's
all into it.
He's all in.
He's take it or leave it when I did it.
Right.
And when football was coming up, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Hated that feeling.
Because you just got back senior year?
No. I broke my arm. In the middle of my second season.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I broke my arm skateboarding and that. Or not even the middle, more right at the beginning, pretty much.
Coach.
Yeah,
hey, coach. I broke my arm.
I came in, I said, hey, coach. And no, it was like, he saw me, the coach saw me, and he just, you know, he just looked at me like, you idiot.
Yeah.
What the hell,
you're two
dude?
Feet taller than every other person in that school. Like, you've actually probably watched a football game before as opposed to your fellow teammates.
I don't want it to sound like I was any good. I was not good at all. I could have been if I started years before.
Yeah.
You had the structure on. You could have been a 300.
Yeah. I played with too many guys that have been playing for a couple of years, you know? And there was something I just didn't, I couldn't let it click in my, I think this is just for me.
This is deep, y'all.
Yeah.
This is about to get real deep.
The hardest thing about football was knowing the plays and where you're supposed to be, your positioning and stuff. I think maybe that's the easiest part for certain people. But for me, like, tell me where to hit. I'll do my best to do that, you know, and like go up against
kind of.
Yeah. And it's like, there was so many times during practice where I messed up on my positioning and let a hole out that I wasn't supposed to, or this and that, you know, and I get yanked up.
You were supposed to take so-and-so, but you actually took so-and-so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or take so-and-so this way.
Instead of,
And go this way, left a hole. So many times I just saw a dude just right over my
head. I would say Alexander, as a wide receiver, would agree that knowing the routes are the hardest thing for him.
Because the man knows, run, catch the ball, keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the quarterback, right?
Yeah, he can run and fast, he can catch the ball, good. But being in the right spot on the field when that quarterback turns and throws without being, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used to think they just threw to who they thought was open. No.
They like instinctually turn as they're turning.
Yeah. They throw it to the 30-yard line on the corner.
That's right.
You
know exactly the point.
And they tell you,
you just have to be there.
You just have to be there. That's right. And that was my hardest thing, was like remembering, knowing the positions. Like when it would go, like, you know, whenever we'd start, I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to look for it.
Massey, put that bong down.
Yeah. I was terrible at football. Yeah. But my conditioning was great. I was like, my conditioning was really good. I kept up with the wide receivers when it came to cardio.
You should have been like a safety then. If you just
That's what they wanted me at first until they realized how bad I sucked. They were, because, you know, safety, I think, would have been best for me, but I didn't have the experience at all, you know? So you need a dude in safety.
And you need explosiveness. Like,
There.
It doesn't help that, like, our experience, you know, a lot of guys who are good at football in high school have a dad who maybe was good at football, or wished he was, or just likes football. So take him out, throw a ball a couple times. And I know we've talked about this story before, but it's just a quick note that the first time I ever remember playing football with my dad, I was about 5 years old. He broke my nose. like immediately. As much my fault as it was his, I'm sure. But I just remember some of the most blood from of my own blood I've ever seen in my life, you know, was that early age. Mm-hmm. And then didn't play again until I was like 14. All right. So 9 years later, we decide to play again. And as he lines up, he gets in the shotgun. And as he's about to do something, as about to throw the ball, he steps in a gopher hole and like just busts his, just destroys his knee.
Oh my goodness. Blows it out.
Yeah. Pretty much got to like help him, limp him home, mm-hmm. you know? And, you know, that'd just be a one and done kind of thing. But then, you know, my dad's like, all right, well, I screwed up with Patrick. And yeah, I'm gonna try Tyler.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like preseason signups, you know? And so I hadn't even put on a jersey yet. And he's like, I hear you want football. You play football. You coming down here and we're going to play some football, you know? So I visited down there over the summer. And yeah, that was it. First play, run around me with it. And I'm like, I'm not even doing that. That's not even my position, you know? But tried to run past him and he just didn't pivot as he turned with me and just like, you know, snapped every bone in his knee.
Oh no.
And that was it. That was it. You know, that's it.
You know, thinking he was such a Cowboys fan. All I could think of is he's just trying to go back and remember some kind of Tony Romo play or something. That's like, that's what he remembered. And he was going to give it a shot out there.
He used to whip me. He knows the formations and stuff. He used to whip me all the time in Madden because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We played Madden a lot and I just couldn't. I just went.
You didn't know the cheats or something?
Yeah. I went Hail Mary every freaking play because I didn't know what else to do. I just waited till my guy got way out and hit Y.
That was my strategy in that game.
Yeah. It doesn't work when somebody's running you down. Yeah. So, yeah, but football. Oh my gosh.
And your dad's listening now, right? Didn't he download it recently, the podcast? Mm-hmm. So, big shout out.
Yeah, that's right.
Dad Massey finally hopping in.
Yeah.
Don't listen 20 episodes back.
That's
Or do.
Do it. Yeah.
Check it out.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a lot to catch up on. Yeah, you're just jumping in now. You're like, and you're one of those people like, well, I achieve every achievement in my Xbox game.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Listen to every episode.
Get 100% completion.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot. You get your work cut out for you.
Sign up for something when we don't give it to you.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did anyone be handing out a gizmo?
Well, Chance got something.
That's funny.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I gave him, like a pendant.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Mm-mm. He wore it. Mm-mm. He wore it that night.
No, it was just an idea.
No,
I'm telling you.
He wore it that night, though.
I'm telling you. You saw that bar. That little pendant boat that thing. I think you
You're
stole.
You're backing him up, Jay?
No. I don't remember.
I promise you.
That had to have happened the way he's saying
it. He's going
to
write you an email.
Well, then what'd you do? You gave it to him in some secret ceremony? I wasn't privy to this at all.
Were you not? No. You were just drinking.
And no.
Maybe you don't remember it, but yeah.
He was drinking a lot.
I was the most sober those nights. Screw y'all, dude. Screw y'all.
He put that thing on. Weren't you yelling at people in the parking lot?
No.
No. Oh, that was me. Sorry.
You were on one, dude.
Yeah.
You were on one both times.
Yeah. That's funny.
No, he's got it. All he's right. probably he's still got it.
Well, then you just kind of pulled it out of your pocket and said, oh, yeah, here.
I sounded
like that. Yeah.
It was right by the
ramp when you gave it to him.
Yeah. It was at the Tiki Boat tour, a Halloween weekend.
We were back at the bar.
Yeah,
you know the wheelchair ramp to get into the. Mm-hmm. I swear y'all were standing right there when you did it,
like on the way to the boat.
After we had been drinking and sitting there standing for a while.
Yeah, because we had talked about it at some point. Talked about like that's something we could give away. It was this thing that you like stole as a kid.
I was gonna say it couldn't be on the boat because Patrick was too busy trying to impress those African girls, his knowledge of Kenyan lakes. Like I was looking,
I know it was good. It worked.
I don't think it
you
did.
You see their faces are like,
yeah.
This guy's weird.
Yeah. I could have been like swimming in there with them.
Yeah.
Mean, yeah.
In those Kenyan lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, going on at my place, what were we talking about before? We went on pizza and then ramen.
You mentioned life as prep.
Life as prep.
Yes.
That's what Lindley told me once.
Yeah.
And then
do you believe
it helps to have a life.
And then every morning I'm like, what is my life as prep?
So what do you do now? I'm curious.
On the show?
Yeah.
Same old thing that we always did.
Do you do a prep sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same, similar setup. That's the
same, exact same.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. Cause yep. I do too.
I added a headline section for those different types. So like, that's what I wanted. Yeah. So I still have to say, and then yeah, headlines where like the national days used to go and stuff. I don't really put that on there anymore. Every day I'm just disappointed by it. It's still there. There's still a common.
We had National Lazy Day recently.
Yes, I put that on there.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
If it's something, I check it every day if it's something worth it.
Yeah.
But when it's peanut butter and jelly day or whatever, I'm like, yeah.
People love PB&Js though.
You got National Sandwich Day and then National Don't Do Anything at Work Day.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, it's also MIAPOW Day. Yeah. You know, that's always at the end of those lists.
Yeah, for sure. Just bum you out day.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's going on at my place? Oh, we did that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't try to take the helm.
Well, I've been trying to do it more. I'll wait just a moment.
Oh, I'm still working, but I mean, I'll hold on to that.
Oh, what a great host, by the way.
Yeah, I know it.
Always is. Keeping us hydrated.
Yeah. Everybody give a quick applause for Jay Lindley.
And the air conditioning, too.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very nice. But
yeah. So going on. So if I don't remember if it was the last podcast, I talk about adopting a cat and bring this cat into my house. I bring it by the vet when I got it, you know, and they were like, the vet's not here, so we can't really do anything, but we'll weigh him quick and you can get a flea pill for him. And I'm like, cool. You know, they didn't charge me to weigh him.
Oh, nice.
I'm cool with that. You know? Because after this time, dude, I figure they're going to charge me for taking up the oxygen in that place.
Opening the door.
Just opening the door. Yeah. AC, you know, loss.
Yeah.
You know, air conditioning loss charge.
Now here's the cost of the Freon your body soaked up while you're in here.
That's right. You want to enjoy the air conditioned room? So they're like, okay, Monday, bring them in. So I'm like, all right. So I bring them in Monday, thinking everything's good. By that point, my two cats were loving on each other for 2 days at that point. He had been in every, you know, dark corner of the house, you know, under, over, on top of, all over my bed.
Loved the bed.
Not in the fridge. Not in the studio room either.
Yeah.
And then not in my room I kept, like, most of my still boxed shit in, you know, and
you're still moving in.
Yeah, I'm still in the process.
Yeah.
But I get him to the vet, and vet's like, yeah, that's ringworm all over him there.
Ooh, holy.
That's a lot of ringworm on that cat. I'm like, is that bad?
Homeboy, you're sitting on my couch, bro.
Yeah, dude. I'm ringworm man right now.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst supervillain ever. I just come and rub up on you, dude. Ringworm man. Friggin'.
That's a rough diagnosis. At a vet clinic, isn't it?
Yeah. So the vet is pretty nonchalant. He just gives me some shampoo. He's like, yeah, shampoo him and maybe isolate him a little bit here and there. And
maybe burn everything that you own.
Yeah. Then, you know, maybe give the other cat that you have a bath to. I'm like, all right.
So can it get on you from the cat? I mean, did you ask that?
It can, but it's very hard, and normally through open wounds, which I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good right now.
Yeah. If you got a little open wounds
on those bad boys,
yeah. If you're a meth head, you're gonna get ringworm. Ringworm meth. I can see that.
Yeah.
But it's fairly transmissible.
Smoke that ringworm.
Yeah.
What I hear.
It's fair. Smoking ringworm scabs.
Holy crap.
But yeah, it's very transferable from cat to cat because it's all in the hair. Like the hair, they stay, the fungus latches onto the hair.
That would create a super virus.
Dude, yeah.
Smoking ringworm scabs.
Smoking ringworm scabs, and then he
breathe
coughs.
Breathe that in. Yeah.
You don't even know what I had to do to get those ringworm scabs, by the way. Yeah.
That'd be like 28 days later. Like that. Oh. That'd be like the infected virus from Daisy.
Wow.
Yeah, but so... You know, I get the cat home. I'm like, all right, bath, easy enough, right? Ringworm, no problem. I'll be good. And then I don't know if it was later that night or the next day that I was like, you know, let's see how long it takes, what the process is, what other people do. You type that in and it's like, bah, 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 like
the CDC is coming to your home.
Yeah. Ringworm is in your house, you know? And yeah, it's not as simple as just giving the cat the old soak every now and then. It's
this sounds like such a great start to a Monday.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, dude.
Infestation.
Yeah, infestation of this cat I've had on my bare chest, you know.
on my naked body.
All over my naked body. The cat would love going under the covers. And so like immediately I was like, I'm covered in ringworm, you know? And I haven't found anything yet, but I'm still looking.
You can feel the little aliens under your skin.
Yeah, dude, just worms at me. And so I do a little looking it up, and oh my gosh, you know, and they're like, and if you have another cat that you brought it in, whoo, you're about to have a rough life ahead of you. And I thought for a quick second, I was like, I could just abandon this cat and not worry about it. But then I realized the vet charged me $200.
Yeah, you invested. You're now invested.
It's called the sunk cost fallacy, my friends. I'm all in on a bad poker hand. And
maybe another $200 will fix it.
That's pretty much how it went. I had to go and buy all kinds of cleaning products. So first thing I did was took my bed, my whole bedroom, and moved it into the podcast room, because the podcast room was not tainted. No cat has been in there in weeks. Right. So, you know, disinfected the bed, pretty much throughout all my bedding. I was just like,
oh man.
Yeah.
I went and got new stuff.
You can, but dude, I already have mountains of shit I gotta wash, and like dude, I just threw it out. I got new shit. I needed it.
He's a bala.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. I just got new shit.
It's just that Egyptian 2000 thread count.
Exactly. Like you gotta bleach everything that goes in the washer. So I'm trying to cut down. I didn't like that comforter. So I'm done with that comforter.
There you go. Good excuse.
Making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, true. And it's like the clothes, yes, I'm going to bleach, but everything else, I'm like, it had fungus on it. Like, I'm good.
Fungus everywhere. Yeah. We all covered in fungus.
I'm good on the fungus.
They say, like, man, like a tenth of your pillow's weight might be all just mites.
That's true.
The mites that eat your
head. That is true. Your head. So I got new ones of those, nasty. Too.
Yeah. Two tenths.
Yeah. So, you know, and plus it all says 99.9% of germs and bacteria. Yeah. So that
it's always that 1%
0.01%. I'm not dealing with it. So, you know, first thing I did, move that one out. Then the spare bedroom, which was full of stuff, moved all that out, disinfected the rooms, carp vacuum, like washed, I sprayed the walls down, like it disinfected everything, got all new toys and stuff and whatever for the cats. And now both are one cat per room.
Yeah.
Is taking up, you know,
it probably feels like twice as many cats, I imagine.
It does, man. And then so now I'm in the process of disinfecting all the furniture and vacuum, you know, and like literally bleach and solution on every, you know, surface in the house. You know, because the big thing is that ringworm will just continuously come back if you don't take care of it, you know?
Well, just be careful with some of the stuff you read online with that, because there's this, I feel like I've not ringworm specifically, but looked up advice about pets online before, and it's all just like warning, you know, 5-star alert level, you know, and it's just never as bad as there's just a lot of hype on there, because there's a lot of pet sensitive people out there, you know, who are just like, man, anything, you know, my dog, you know, sneezes, taking it to the vet, you know. True. But like, for instance, one time, and maybe it could have been worse, maybe I just acted quick enough, but I had a dog that was you know, she was messing around, had a pack of Trident gum on the table. Mm-hmm. She eats it, like just package and everything. And I'm just like,
xylitol.
I'm just like, stupid dog, you know, that's going to be fun passing later or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then something clicks in me. I'm just like, look up online, gum, maybe not something a dog's supposed to eat, you know, look it up. And it's just instantly, your dog will die in 20 minutes.
Holy like, crap.
There's a substance in there that says that will immediately shut down your dog's kidneys. Mm-hmm. And if your dog survives, which is going to cost thousands of dollars to maybe have that happen, your dog will be a diabetic and will have to like be on a catheter for the rest of its life. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, so the dog's dead. That is what you're telling me.
Right.
And they said the best you can hope for, but they said even then it's very slim hope, is by making the dog throw up. And I was
hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. That, of course, the article doesn't tell you how to do that. I'm like, you know, what's a quick way to make a dog throw up? And it's just like capsule of hydrogen peroxide. I do that. instantly spits out maybe half of it. It was like, I think I'd taken like one piece of Trident gum out of this package. She ate the rest of it. She maybe spit up half of it because I was like down there like looking at it, you know? Never skipped a beat. She was totally fine. Never had a problem out of it.
Well, that's a serious problem.
Yeah.
Xylitol will kill a dog.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. And the only reason I'm taking that one so seriously is because this is what they call it, zootropic fucking...
Yeah, zootropic diseases.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it can get on me.
Yeah.
And I don't like thinking about that. That just scares me. Yeah.
What's that? What's zootropic
disease? Well, it's everything. It just means that it's a original or its point of origin was from an animal. But that's every disease from HIV to smallpox to COVID to the flu. Mm-hmm. Everything has a... It's almost... I mean, not to say there's like certain diseases that are definitely human-made kind of, or like they've just been bouncing between humans only. But pretty much every disease you can think of has a point of origin from an animal. It's just, and it's our proximity to them. People don't get Ebola a lot of times until they go messing around in caves in Africa. They get bit by a bat or something, or they're just even exposure to it. Like Ebola is still extremely not well known, like where it comes from. But one of the theories is that bats pass it along. COVID, you know, was from supposedly somebody eating a pangolin, you know, a little armadillo / anteater looking thing in Asia. You know, that was one of the, I don't know if it's changed. Last year,
I remember CDC it was a bat at one point, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's a bush meat.
Bush meat. Don't mess with that
snap,
bush meat.
Don't
you get a lot of that
meat.
Marburg fever. I mean, and then even other ones
Bologna.
Like malaria. You got to get bit by a mosquito to get that, you know.
Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Yeah.
Oysters.
And ringworm, man, it's gross sounding. It is gross. It looks like mange.
It's not a worm. No, there's at least that. It's not a worm.
I had scabies once.
Yeah,
that's similar. One of the kids brought scabies home. It was itchy, and I had to literally bathe from head to toe with some creamy oil crappy.
I haven't even thought about that, but you got the ringworm. I got a kid that's about to start daycare. She's going to be bringing back all kinds of zootropical lice.
Lice has come home to our house.
Syphilis? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Syphilis, maybe?
No.
You know?
Come on now. No.
She ain't dating yet, I guess. So.
Lice, though, for real, I almost guarantee if you can teach that child not to share hairbrushes in kindergarten, you will save yourself some time and money, I promise.
Yeah.
Because, that they like to do that, brush each other's hair with their own brushes, and whatever child that does that every time has lice.
And you in Arkansas, and you go into Horatio. So.
It ain't Horatio. It's that this place is just expensive enough that every one of them kids going to have their own hairbrush.
I just meant in the future. Public school.
Yeah. Oh, no. Isn't that? Don't mention that. This is not the time or
cut
place.
That out. Right.
Cut that out.
Yeah, stop breathing life into that.
Not the time or place.
She's going
friend.
To D-Queen, the big
city.
Right.
Yeah. Big city.
Yeah.
I love it.
She got to get bullied. She got to bully others. You know, that's life.
Yeah.
You know, learn it. Learn it when you're young.
I'm paranoid, dude. I'm paranoid about the ringworm. Yeah. You know, I think I'm taking it a lot lighter than other places. Other places are saying you need professional steam cleaners. You know, that's all that stuff. I'm like, I could see where that's.
Well, that's designed to make money off of a richer person.
Yeah, yeah. It's like brought to you by Harry's Steam Cleaning Service.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to disinfect it all.
Written by Harry.
Yeah. Right. For as cheap as possible in the search, or, you know, cheap. Just write cheap, would be the word I've learned.
Yeah.
Just write cheap after whatever your search is for your cleaning the ringworm off of you and you're
just live with it.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about just being like, you know what? I'm just going to be a disgusting ringworm slob.
Oh, no.
With ringworm all over me and my cat's just mangy. Like, that, it'll spread. It'll just become looking horrible.
I've had ringworm, too.
Yeah.
As a youngster, I had ringworm as a kid.
Yeah.
It was on my arm and then it went away and my mom put a cream on it.
It'd be a great way not to have visitors. If you kind of let something like that go, like a Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door, you're like, sorry, ringworm. They'll definitely
run away.
But doesn't that mean you're like more like 92% more likely to have whatever that is later in life that flares up and causes real bad itching and scabbing on your
what is that?
It's like they advertise it on the TV all the time now.
Is that psoriasis?
Psoriasis, yes, but they call
that's the second thing I've of guests today where I just thought of
yeah.
Like, I've heard of that.
But psoriasis is a word for the rashy stuff.
Eczema. Or
eczema.
Something.
No, that's not it either. Yeah, that's not the. But we're looking for a very specific.
It's like somewhere between scabies, eczema,
and psoriasis. And
psoriasis. Yeah, yeah, there's yeah. something. There's something in there.
Dirty, anyway. Dirty bastard. That's what you, yeah. Dirty, flaky, yeah. rashy, red, itchy bastard.
Yeah, crusty crotch.
Yeah. Crusty crotch going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got. So I'm worried about. But ladies. Come on over. God, come on over. You got the ringworm house.
Now,
you know?
I just have this, you know, because I love sci-fi, and I have this picture of like getting invited to your house, and I open the door, and there you are in your couch with ring. You're encrusted yeah. like in like a nest of ringworm
yeah,
where
yeah.
you can't even move anymore, and it's spreading up your walls.
I love it.
And you're just like, come on in, Patrick. Yeah. And then
I take you over.
Yeah, and right? then I'm absorbed by a ringworm yeah. or something.
I'm the yeah. hive mind.
Yes.
And then turn into like this national problem.
Yeah. Oh, just, I don't know, like a pink blob on a couch.
Yeah.
Tendrils coming out of it. Yeah. yeah. It's bad, man.
They finally decide to like firebomb my house. And you hear like a boiling, bubbling puddle of ringworm that then seeps into the earth, yeah. The groundwater.
Yeah. We can close this chapter of evil.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Oh man! Oh,
so you should get like the fire department. I let it burn.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
it burn.
I eventually like incorporate a supercomputer, like, and then yeah, there was yeah. world domination. Oh, from dude! There.
Yeah, then you could mow any lawn from anywhere.
Dude, definitely. Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with. It's not as bad as all that. Like the hard part is over now. It's just really just, you know what? You know, force my hand to clean the house a little bit.
Yeah.
Disinfect. Yeah.
Have
all
you
the
done
counters.
That like since you moved in? I mean,
not really. Ooh. I sweep, you know.
Yeah.
I got well, I bought mean,
like
a vacuum.
Deep like no. bleach on the counters no. and stuff. Every no. booger from every crevice.
Yeah,
removed.
From every kid yeah. that lived there before.
Absolutely.
And me.
Gross.
Yeah. yeah. No, you're true. I haven't done it. So well, I even got new blinds to replace it. You know,
we need a house cleaning party then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Come and clean the ringworm.
Can we go to my house first?
Next yeah. is mine.
Yeah. No, I'm dealing with I'm tackling it head on. Aggressive treatment.
Yeah.
Aggressive payout.
That's like, I've always been impressed by you. I feel like you're the one Massey, anyways. I'll give him this that he's the one Massey who doesn't dilly daddle. When it comes. Yeah.
Dilly daddle.
Dilly daddle. That's it, right?
Dilly daddle.
No, I love yours.
Yeah. I like yours too.
But dilly dally. Dally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dilly daddle. I'm yeah. down.
That's a new rapper.
Flitter away.
Yeah.
Vanilla dilly daddle.
Yeah. I'll see that where I'm even like, dude, I'm roasting. Like I sent him a text the other night. I'm like roasting a chicken, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, I know a way to get Tyler over. So I'll tell him I've got a roasted chicken. And,
yeah. Come and eat your chicken.
Yeah.
Right.
And no, then I get a message like I'm fighting ringworm here. So
yeah.
Like, oh man, that's serious.
Flamethrower. Like, yeah. Just it's like one of that Starship like, Troopers.
Yeah. It's like the boss on some game. Yeah, yeah. I'm fighting ringworm right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
The health bars. Yeah.
Dude, stop bothering me.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's punch out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, tackle it head on. Well, I mean, I appreciate that you know no I don't want to be living in ringworm.
Yeah,
ringworm yeah. man. I mean, it's an easy man. Choice for me.
I also like at that point when you mentioned that, I also didn't follow up with. Do you want me to bring you some?
Nah, oh, just, yeah.
I'll keep the distance. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'll eat the rest of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like ringworm boy now. I'm like, I show up to work in the morning at one point. And I just walk up and he's like, what up? Ringworm.
Yeah,
I like damn it, dude. I'm yeah, done. Buddy. Yeah, I'm done forever.
Well, you haven't talked too much about it on the yeah, radio, I
you
guess.
Dirty bastard.
That's funny.
Yeah,
you got it.
So now I hold crazy resentment at that white cat. Like you're deaf, you're probably gonna go blind and lose all of it. That all goes with it. And you brought ringworm yeah. in, and I had to pay. So much for your stupid
what a
ass.
Hole that cat has dug for itself.
Free cat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, it was free. No. I still anticipate because you got it from like a place.
Oh god, they wouldn't
that
charge
gives
you.
Away ringworms.
What? I took one cat and she was like, thank you. You
know? Yeah. No. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Now you know why.
Yeah.
Take that
the
one.
Vaccinations. I'm not even sure I'm gonna go back, to be honest. They're like, all right, a booster's in 3 weeks. And I'm like, I just paid like basically $200 for vaccinations on this cat.
Yeah.
Like it's rabies and all
the
this
human
stuff.
Dog, yeah. You get them for free at the health unit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the cat won't be going outside. If it ever does, it won't be coming back. So I think I'm good.
It'll all work out in the end.
Yeah.
A few years, sure. 5, 6, 7 years from now, you'll be looking back at this and laughing.
As I have to stick a thermometer up its ass every day and, you know, express its anal glands.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Brush its
don't
teeth.
Talk like that on here.
Yeah. That's my life now. I'm like,
it's
I'm
gone too far.
Looking after a disabled kid all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I basically kind of. All of a sudden, I got a special needs child that I got to worry about.
It also has ringworm.
It's got ringworm. Dirty
bastard. I'm not laughing at that
no,
one.
No, you ain't. You never were.
No, you never do. Was.
You never do.
That's true. I do be.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Uh-oh. First day of school.
Remember that, dude.
Yeah.
I still have that dream where I'm just like, oh, yeah. By the way, you haven't been to school in 10 years and you got to do this one class to get your actual diploma.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a diploma. I never got a thing.
What's that, the Billy Madison?
Yeah, just like Billy Madison.
Nice.
Yeah. I have it, but I never, I did.
You know, it's not on your wall or something?
No, you had to pay a bunch extra to get the document.
Yeah.
And mom like asked me. Cause you know,
do you it's care? Not,
she was like, "Do you care?"
You I
was
care
like,
"If you graduated
no.
high school?"
Yeah, pretty much. No, I don't. So I just write it. I just check the box. You know, I don't even know if I graduated. To be honest, I did the ceremony and whatnot. And I went through.
I
but
think that counts.
If it counts, but I cannot prove it. If you ask me to prove it,
you got like something you can stick in your driver's license. Our my high school gave us that. We got the diploma plus something you could put in your driver's license. For what reason? I never knew.
What?
In case they got stopped by the police. They're like, I'm
oh, maybe because you look too young and they can prove that you graduated high school at that point.
Maybe.
But police,
maybe.
Because during school, the truancy laws and things.
Yeah, because, you know, I've lived in some places, or one place in particular, where it was like nothing happened in this podunk little town. So that was what the whole police force was dedicated
truancy,
to.
Yeah.
Yes. They had like the anti-truancy squad.
I don't even know what that, what is that? They're like, GED, he's got a GED. It's an equivalency. Shoot, get him.
Put that binder down. Put it down. Yeah. I like, your son walked in. I thought he had it like a filter for an AC unit. And I was like, damn, man, I can't wait till Mariah's old enough. I can send her to the store. Give me a filter for the AC when it needs one, you know? No, it was like a pack of like colored pencils and school supplies.
Yeah, sure. School supplies costing hundreds of dollars. Yeah. But
did
no.
Did they just, some schools giving them away.
Choctaws give them away a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because goodness, we were talking about that on the radio the other day, looking at some of the ridiculous school supply lists that other schools are putting out. Not any that I've seen locally, but.
Around here is around $53 is the
reasonable
cost. Dude, yeah.
On Reddit, they were talking, there was people saying like theirs amounted to about $600.
Wow.
Now, that is maybe pricing out like the high end.
I was going to say, we had one locally say theirs of the $53 list was at $200. But we do know instead of the $1 pencil, they got the $6 pencils.
Yeah.
And, you know, so like
Thomas
you said,
Kincaid crayons.
Exactly. Eddie Bauer backpack.
Definitely. Yeah. You know,
but you'll see like $53 in glue sticks alone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and you know, there was one that was like they needed 10 glue sticks.
Yeah.
How much glue are they doing?
Three reams
they
of
eating
paper.
It all. Yeah. That's what it is. They it's like a push pop. Just the glue, you just sucking it down.
Eaten. Yeah. Right.
And the 2,000 kids bring your. Three reams of paper. You don't need paper for the entire school year.
Yeah, that's right.
No doubt.
That's right. You got school paper for years probably on that.
They get rid of the arts and crafts. What is it? Teach them some math, okay? Yeah. Do you know where Americans are on math right now?
Man.
You know,
it's bad.
It's bad.
I would like to see, like, you know how you carried your binder over maybe to the next year, and when the new year was starting, mom, you know, a week before, get your binder sorted or whatever, and you'd go through it and be like, what did I learn? I learned nothing last year. I would love
you
to have the
all.
Last one. I would love to see what the last one was and how much
smarter you were back then.
Yeah, that. And of the 300 pages of loose leaf I was tasked to bring, how many of them were just dick drawings? And like
or the drawing where you made the U shape and then the U shape and it ended up being you know, the penis and the vagina together.
Oh, I didn't
you
know
never
that.
Did
I
that
didn't
one?
Know that trick.
Oh man, that was in my middle school class.
Yeah. That was like lost knowledge from
my
class.
S? You make with the three lines, and the three and the three connect it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The triangle and the triangle. Yeah, 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 absolutely.
You just make that.
Yeah.
It looked G too.
The little corners cut off and you're like, what did happen? No, that's a phone number.
Yeah.
Get rid of somebody's phone number. Yeah. I don't know if you had a cell phone at all in high school.
Last year.
Last year. No, there was a, you know, when I was going, no cell phone. Mm-hmm. It was all remember a number or you better write it down and stuff it somewhere.
I told my dad for a pager.
Yeah,
my junior in high school, he's like, you ain't only people that have pagers are doctors and
architects.
Drug dealers. Yeah, and you ain't neither one of them.
Yeah. No, I remember, dude. I remember the first phone I ever got was the one that slidey.
Oh yes,
the slidey.
Oh, nice.
No, was it the Sidekick one that flipped
it was
open?
The side. Yeah.
Yes.
So I get it to school, right? I'm like, yo,
yeah,
new phone, right? And it was like, that's a girl's phone.
Oh no.
All the slidey ones are girl phones.
You fell for that.
I totally fell for it.
Did
I was
you
like,
throw it away?
No, I was like, I got a girl phone now. You know, all the dudes were walking around with the razor that went like flipped
a switchblade.
Yeah, mine went like it was a little slidey girl phone.
But you had the QWERTY keyboard, though.
I did have the QWERTY keyboard. That's totally.
Keyboard,
yeah. That was T9, dude. Y'all are T9 and all over the
Whoever said that to you was jealous of the QWERTY keyboard.
Probably. Probably. Connor Richardson.
I was such a good boy. I think of so many kids who would just like first time someone says something to them, they smash the phone.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mom, like, my phone broke.
I need a flip phone.
Yeah,
yeah. My mom bought me my first. You know, I might have bought it. I bought a lot of my stuff back then. Mom was pretty, you know, stern on that. But I worked, you know, the paper route and stuff. And then when I was working at McDonald's, she would not buy me a cell phone. I had to get my own and my plan and all that stuff. But I think she may have bought me my first MP3 player. And it almost looked like a cheap iPod or whatever. And I had it for like a week or two. And then it was like I brought it to school for the first time and it was taken right out of the locker.
Somebody stole
it. Yeah.
Did you have locks on your locker?
I don't remember.
No lock on your locker?
No lock on the locker?
It wasn't like, it was like the lockers that are in the class.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There was no hallway lockers. This was in junior, what is that? What's like?
Junior sixth, high?
What's
junior
sixth,
high. It's middle school, junior high.
Yeah, it was like seventh or eighth grade.
Yeah, junior high.
Yeah. And like, I guess I was just, you know, naive enough to not realize I was living in the North End, which is just the dirtiest, probably the dirtiest area on earth, honestly.
Oh, man.
Like, honestly, I think they could just firebomb that entire, just like, you know, yep, I'm dropping the payload on your pod right now.
Napalm.
Yeah, yeah. And just the streets just, you know, like in the movies when it, like, they drop the one bomb
carpet
and it,
bomb.
Like, it hits.
Oof.
Man, like, you just murdered millions of kids, dude.
That's all right.
Those poor people.
Yeah, they could get do away with that whole area, but yeah, not even if it was probably Stephen Cunningham. If you're listening, or I think he might be dead now. I know you took my iPod, dude. I know it. Or my Zune.
It was an inside job, right? Like
somebody knew about it,
or an associate. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's no way just that randomly. One of those kids was just, you know, hitting up the lockers looking for something and went jackpot.
Yeah. No, they saw you put it in there or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody looking for a glue stick to eat.
Yeah. Back to school though, man. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it all the kids. I've been to Walmart a couple of times. I'm seeing it on their faces. Back to school shopping with their mom at Walmart.
It. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about that backpack? Are you sure that's going to be the one?
Yeah.
It's got Spider-Man on a kid. You might not like him in a year. You know, that's you got to choose wisely on that.
But kid, listen now, but my 22-year-old son re-likes Spider-Man, so it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you throw out that Spider-Man
backpack? Yeah, exactly.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
You hated your whole life because of it.
You can't fit your old Halloween costume, son. You were eight.
Yeah, you were eight. It's a depressing time. It's a fun time kind of as well.
Yeah.
You go back with some new duds. You know,
that smell of, you know, of the new clothes.
The hope. That you'll start new and, you know.
Never does.
You'll go right back to who you are.
The allure goes off quick and then quickly you're just back in the motion again.
And you assume that first day or two, maybe the first week is just going to be like a gentle roll in.
Yeah.
Maybe the first day it is, you know, like, I miss it so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're like, oh God.
My mom was always...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Make your name out of construction paper. Like, it's like
10th grade. You're still thinking that's going to be the first thing. Yeah.
But it never is. Go ahead.
I was going to say, my mom was always very, you know, she was excited for me and thought maybe this is the year my son will actually do some work. And will buy me that cool trapper keeper with all the folders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll put some investment in him.
By the end of the week, I sold it to the kid that actually did stuff for some bubble gum that my dog should meet.
Yeah.
Man, back to school. I remember ninth grade going to the new high school, and this was, you know, if you're listening in the smaller towns, this is the high school that was in the middle of like four big districts, you know? So lots of kids from junior high schools.
Hundreds and hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds. Four digits of graduates.
Yeah,
right?
From all over the area. So not the ones that you went to school with previously. They were there too, but, you know, you start to get to know some of the kids. Like, I remember that. I've told the story before, I'm sure, but there was this, you know, neurodivergent kid named Patrick, who was just an asshole. That was his neurodivergency named Patrick. Yeah. I remember when he beat up Thaddeus with a lunchbox with a can of Chef Boyardee in it. He just blink, blink, right in the face, bloody face. And isn't that? Yeah. He was just an asshole. That's what, you know,
that was his problem.
Special needs. He's an asshole. He's like the worst human on the planet. So let's give him the special attention, guys. Everybody give him a round for kicking you, you know? We go to the new school, ninth grade, high school, bunch of different kids from bunch of different schools now all coexisting, and nobody knew about Patrick. They just thought first impressions are everything. He's an asshole. Yeah. I didn't know he was like cool. No, it's cool that he's an asshole, you know? And like a dude named like Phil DeLuca or something knocked him out. In the like first couple days, you know, Patrick got knocked out clean.
Like, and then he's expelled from it. It's a hate crime. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, dude, the guy is an asshole. Yeah. Like, we know. We have the paperwork.
And you know what? He might he might be fixed now. He might be cured.
He got knocked into... Yeah.
Sometimes that does cure the asshole in one.
Yeah.
Yes,
the
for
beating.
Sure.
Yeah.
The beating.
And then until he gets like bullied again and then somebody clocks him and he snaps his brain back and now back he's asshole it. Patrick again. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember I grew up with my brother named Pat, so I was looking at him like, you a disgrace.
Yeah, disgrace to Patrick. Thank you.
Patrick's all over. Yeah.
Don't you dare be calling yourself that again.
Yeah. You Pat.
Yeah, I was Patty. I heard a story on NPR earlier talking about, I guess a new big thing in recent years is sensory integration disorder is a big one they're diagnosing kids with, which I never went into any detail. They were just yammering on about that. And all I could think of was, I mean, like, you have trouble integrating your senses. So like, you know, you eat a pickle, but it tastes like ice cream to you.
Does that mean you wear glasses? You have sensory integration disorder. Like, I don't see that good. That's euphemism for that.
I can only smell out of one nostril. You know, and
sensory integration disorder.
Yes. Is that what it was? One guy was on there on the show and he was talking about like, well, if I could go back, I would have had my kids not be diagnosed with that and the medication and the extreme treatments. Like, okay, I'm sure, man. Yeah. Like, if this didn't, it's not like ADD or something or you know, a big mental issue. When you talk sensory integration issue, it can't be that bad. I'm just going to say from a point of complete ignorance.
It's just total acceptance when you're talking about,
I was just going to say, it means you wear contacts.
Yeah, exactly.
you wear a hearing aid.
You have to look at someone like, I know what it is.
Yeah. One of your senses has a little, lacking.
A little hard time integrating.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't see so far down the field. That's okay.
Yeah.
A pair of glasses.
You could still own an IT company or something in the future. It's no problem.
There you go.
But like in a conversation like that, people rattle off terms like that.
Oh,
boom, boom, boom.
Like you should know.
Yeah. And there's never that guy who's like,
wait a second.
Wait a minute.
What is that? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it. It's self-explanatory. Sensory integration disorder, all right?
This guy was saying, like, he was like looking back. He was like, I had a couple of brothers, and I was like, he was like, that's exactly how me and my brothers were when we were growing up, was just like that. And then, but
like what?
They never right? explained it. That was just always right at the, like, I just couldn't see it. Like it was yeah. just out of view, whatever yeah. this actually meant. But it was somebody being like, yeah, I have my son treated with this. And, but then go after years, you know, a couple of years of the treatment and seeing, you know,
it's like what the whole thing is. Now.
He's like, that would, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, he was like, that's just how kind of we were as kids.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of talking about just like, I don't know, over parenting or something nowadays. Yeah.
All right.
You got
on.
It pulled up.
Just according you. To this, is a condition which the brain has trouble receiving and responding to information that it, that comes to it through the senses. So it's literally what you said.
That's the only way
you
I
wear contacts.
Yeah.
You have sensory processing disorder or sensory whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You smell a hamburger cooking, but then you don't notice till 2 hours later. You're like, what's you damn smell it. This? I'm so hungry. Yeah. Like, that was hours ago.
What's my wrong senses with aren't integrating properly.
And it's not from a brain injury. And that's it's not from a brain injury.
No.
You know what I mean?
And all this stuff, it sounds like, oh, he's got sensory, you know, integration disorders. Okay, well, he just needs an update. Update his firmware. Yeah. Like, hook him up to the Matrix and just, and it's like, you know, oh, it's going to take a bit. He hasn't updated in a while.
Dude.
Got to restart.
I mean, it could be like.
Homeboy looks at 10%.
Yeah. You wake him up from school in the morning. He's at 15%.
With your mouse. Yeah, yeah. You're not kicking back on.
Sorry.
This is, it's not like we're humans, man. We're natural things.
CD-ROM opens out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
That's funny, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, no.
I hope that's a CD-ROM.
You're just happy to see me.
Ejecting. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had anything in there.
Kid comes home with a virus.
Ooh, yeah. A worm.
Yeah. You've been a watching worm. Porn.
Yeah, no kid. So that's it. I mean, like, since your son seems to have a hard time really processing the information that he takes through his senses.
Yeah. Pork chops taste like peanut butter to him.
Yeah. Well, when sense in particular, Doc? The sixth one, you know, just that overall.
He doesn't know if someone's staring at him.
Yeah. I smell purple.
Really have, yeah. He doesn't really have spidey senses. You
yeah.
know? So he's special. So here, he takes two of these in the morning, three of these with lunch.
You know? Bring them back every other week.
Yeah. We got to get
an evaluation.
Yeah. We got to get them normal. You know? But again, the kid is just like, you know, ooh, Tonka truck. Oh man, I love the ball.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like that's
his senses aren't integrating properly. Yeah. I knew.
You mean he's able to move between senses freely without problem?
And what I'm saying is he's special.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My 6-year-old won't eat the kombucha that I make for him or whatever. They're fermented. You know, milk or whatever that stuff is. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Because the person who's definitely, what political party does that person belong to who's like, my child has sensory.
The Democratic.
It just was on NPR. Why you even ask?
Yeah.
That's not a conversation on Fox News. You will never see that conversation on Steve Bannon's podcast.
Yeah. Everybody around here is sensory integration. My kids got smack headery. That's what I do. Bam. Hit that with that. Yeah. That's, take two at ease.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's called the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I love it.
It's just different out here, man. I don't see that many sensory deprived people.
I mean, maybe it's one of like, if you couldn't touch, you couldn't feel. All right. Like,
there's
a giant James Bond movie where there's a guy, he's a supervillain because he can't feel anything. Like he's got a bullet lodged in his brain where he could never feel anything again. And he was a supervillain because of it. So if you can't feel pain, you're not going to be scared of anything. Right. So maybe that's
PCP
something.
PCP does that too.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah. Your kids aren't clearly on PCP is the problem here. What can I do, Doc?
Sorry.
If you couldn't feel, they already got that. If you're blind or deaf, you know, taste.
It doesn't matter.
You can go on without taste. In fact, not tasting would probably be somewhat of maybe a, I don't know. Well, I don't know about that. Yeah.
And brain injury can cause a delay in response.
Sure.
That's obvious. Yeah. We're not, there's nothing, that would be nothing to make fun of. Absolutely.
Like with COVID, they're all like, you know, could get bad fevers, you know, you can die. you know, all this and that, but you can lose your sense of taste permanently is what they've said too. Like, oh God, that would, I don't
That'd
know.
That'd be tough.
I like taste. I like tasting, you know, I'll take bad taste for some good taste.
I lost my taste for 24 hours when I had COVID and it was a very weird experience.
Dang, I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true, man. It would be weird, but you know, is that sensory integration disorder or whatever?
I think it's just life.
Yeah.
Oh man. Hey, I think we should promote our social media.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What is it?
Exactly. We have it.
Yeah. Regrettable podcast on Facebook.
There you go.
And then Regrettable Pod 1 or something on Twitter. But you could just search Regrettable and that pulls up the name. That's like the
cool.
Yeah. The link name thing.
Right. Linky thing.
You type the regular thing and then it pulls up as you know.
Cool. Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah,
if you're familiar with it, you know what's up.
Yeah, you ask Jeeves for
exactly
the regrettable.
The MySpace page.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is that one that used to disprove things? That one
Snopes.
Yeah. Snopes us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snopes. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's just a liberal thing.
Liberal disinformation center.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, they're still around. They're still good.
Yeah.
I snopesed it. Shut up.
I do have to give a shout out because like everybody, I get caught up in some clickbait from time to time. All right. And it's those articles like people, you know, break into they buy a home and renovate in it and they open up a wall and just cash comes pouring out of it or something. You'll never believe what animal this was when when the police got called for a stray dog, you know, those kind of things. And there's a page on Reddit. I forget what the subreddit is, but it's all about like people will go on there. They'll read through those 36 pages worth of just like a photo. Like it always starts off like John was born with red hair, even though both of his parents were blonde.
Yeah.
And
you won't believe.
Yeah. That's not the only shock he had in his life. The latest one developed when he bought his home. I mean, and it's just
next
on
page.
And on. Yes. And the stupid photos, it takes forever. You've got bombarded by ads. You probably, and if you finish one of those, you've probably seen 100 ads.
Absolutely.
For different things. Yeah.
So it's like a too long, didn't read dude. Found a box of old coins in his house.
Yeah.
That's all you really need to know.
It always ends up into being in nothing, you know.
There's a TikTok page now dedicated for that. A guy says, so you won't ever have to click through or watch a part two again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty funny because those part two TikToks are now a pain. Everybody's like, ooh, watch part one and it gives you all the build up.
Yeah.
What happened.
Yeah. I wonder how many people actually go to part two.
Exactly. Some of them you're invested, bro.
I know. Yeah, that's the problem. Is you keep thinking they're going to tell you the next page, and then you're halfway through.
Yeah,
you know the biggest book you've read in years.
Exactly.
And
it's like you're lost, and salvation is right around this corner.
Yeah,
every time,
yeah. Right, you know. Maybe that, exactly. And it's the sunken cost fallacy too. Yeah. Like I've made it. I've gone through that. I got a. What's a few more hundred?
Exactly.
That's right. The worst one I've been seeing, and I see it every day now on like Google News and like Yahoo. It's all the same. And it's always just says ad, you know, sponsored or whatever by it. It's like Amazon customers are scrambling to, you know, to figure out unsanctioned deals, you know, like, so they're you know, cobbling together their life funds. Or there'll be like one like Amazon in disarray after unauthorized, you know, and you click on it. It's so sponsored by Amazon, like to get it's a damn authorized
it's
deal.
It's a false flag.
False flag completely.
What?
Amazon customers are, you know, scrambling to buy.
They're
with
outraged
this,
by with, this.
Yeah, they'll pass it off as like a tech mistake. You know, like oops, they're giving everybody 90% off by accident.
Oh,
by
that's stupid.
Writing this, and they haven't caught on yet. You know,
that's right. Despite like we had time to design this ad and go ahead and put it everywhere.
Marketing department hates everybody else.
Yeah,
dude, we're gonna make this happen.
If some dude farts in an Amazon office, Bezos knows about it. Shit ain't happening.
Yeah,
like,
even but, Bezos.
You
know,
but I guess they get you onto Amazon page and you're like, well, what's that all trending right there?
Yeah.
You know, new products, they don't look too bad.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It'll always be like, and it's this specific product that is, you know, been accidentally given 60% off. So yeah. Go buy it now. You know, the bullet.
That's based on what your phone heard you say.
Exactly. I need a thing that chops broccoli and grapes at the same time.
And Amazon customers are scrambling.
Scrambling to find out the broccoli grape chopping machine. Why it's so cheap.
Push out my wife and child right out.
Every man, woman, and child for themselves.
It'll be sometimes the customer scrambling and then sometime Amazon trying to cover it. And it's just papers and offices on fire. I was like,
stock art, like stock photos and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
The business the guy with a tie with his hand on his face.
Yeah. It's like, that guy's white. He don't work for Amazon. Unless he's like
low corporate.
That's true.
Packaging.
Yeah. Packaging. Mm-mm.
I thought we were closing the shit out.
It's impossible. Let's close it out.
Yeah. We could talk forever though.
That's right. Go ahead.
We only get 1 week, one day a week to hang out now. And we only get so many hours in the day because our wives expect us and,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know
Tyler's
exactly what you're talking about.
Tyler's cats.
His ringworm.
I need to go rub lotion on ringworm quickly.
Yeah.
It's getting that time. I am on a bit of a schedule. I got to be honest.
I just imagine Jay's like, get you off that couch. Yeah. Definitely be Lysol on that thing.
I've just expect it now. Yeah. Like I come up to the front desk after talking about ringworm all day on the radio. That's I grab a peppermint out of it. And I think she just like dumps the bowl of the rest of them. Contagion.
Yeah. Wear a glove.
Yeah.
It'll all get better.
Yeah. We're going to close it early so we can go see the fruits of Jay Lindley's new labor.
That's right.
Yeah. So, tease that. Maybe we'll talk about that and what we see over there on the next one.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea. So shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, and everybody. Speaking of advertising, I got asked by an avid regrettable listener, when y'all doing the regrettable cruise?
Uh-oh.
I think we're looking at, maybe could be a September thing, September,
it's
saying?
It's got to cool off some.
It's got to cool off. It's impossible. Yeah. And what we're thinking is maybe what we should do, and I shouldn't probably be talking about it, but blowing it up on the podcast. In case it doesn't happen, whatever, you know. But what we were thinking is like, what we should do? We should do the podcast at the bar and then party on the cruise.
Done.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then us and all of our listeners and then the few randos that get on there.
Are you Benjamin Franklin?
You can come and go as you please. You're not stuck on the boat if you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that, man.
What did Benjamin Franklin do anyway?
What?
I don't know. It was a compliment. I meant it as a compliment.
I know. Yes. I know. But then I know he bought the key on the end of the kite thing. He didn't do that. He bought that.
Are you a commie? You talking
I'm telling you.
What are you talking about?
He bought it
the greatest president of the United States.
He bought it from a Russian guy.
About.
Russian guy invented that. He bought it off him for some, bread or whatever.
Teeth?
He was hungry.
They all have wooden teeth back then. Yeah, that was a big thing. I'm glad that's one of those things that science got better.
Yeah, right?
And I don't have syphilis either, so it could call me Benjamin Franklin.
But dude, he was
he was laying pipe.
Yeah, everywhere. International.
Everybody got that Benjamin Franklin nut.
Oh, man. Dang.
Yeah.
I love it.
He was transatlantic, man.
Yeah, that's right. All right. We close it out, though. Shout out to everybody involved. RegrettableJTP@gmail.com. RegrettablePodcast at the Facebooks and all that. And
hit us up.
Hit us up, and we will talk to y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.